Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I went to my dentist, and my dentist goes, "Oh, your gums are so good now." And I said, "Well, I'm taking this stuff called Balance of Nature." And she pulls out a bottle. And she goes, "Oh, you want some?" And they were all hooked on it. It's really good.
I have cut down on supplements so much with this because it's giving me a balance, and I can tell it. And I can really definitely see a difference in energy, stamina, and I'm sure that if that's doing better, the inside of me is doing better.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Explaining the election. It's like America's amazing dad just left us and mom's new idiot perverted boyfriend just rolled up in a Prius. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That is okay.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Welcome to your last hour on a Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right? Welcome back, and happy to be here. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show, and I want to thank Uncle Milty for coming in. That was really fun. It's fun to have him back. He'll be back a couple of days a week instead of two days a week, which, hey, I'll take it, man. I love having him here. He's a lot of fun, and we just get along like bacon and eggs. What can I say? So I'm going to invite your phone calls in this hour. I want to talk a little bit about predictions, and yes, I could talk about the riots and you name it. The American Insurrection movie is coming out tonight. I just mentioned it in the prior hour. And it's amazing how quick they want to demonize us for showing up at the Capitol and being waved in and not even being armed. So they call it America's Insurrection. It's a new movie out. That was quick. 2 months? Wow. Woo. 3 months. So anyway, so in the total barrage of like propaganda and just, I want to kind of lighten it up a little bit, and I want to talk about predictions and kind of eerie ones, truly eerie ones to me anyway. So let me share this with you. I just shared it in the previous hour, so you're going to hear this again, but I have to say this again because this is so nutty to me. Before I share some other ones with you, I mean, I'm looking at the chip today. You know, the Pentagon has this chip they want to insert. I'm looking at all this technology, and I swear to you, yesterday I played the tune, take this job and shove it. And I'm thinking, take this technology and shove it. And I want to ask you a question. You know, if you could stop cell phones coming out, now that we know that we have these, we're walking around with these trackers 24/7, with the knowledge of how convenient it is, would you go back and stop them from happening if you had the option to stop this going on? Because none of us realized that this was going to be a piece of technology that would literally track us, that it would become an appendage, that it would become something that our kids, you know, used all the time. And instead of doing all the things that kids should do, they're on their phones, we're on our phones, it's disconnected everybody. Would you go back and change it? You'd have to do away with the obviously with the convenience. But would you change it? Because there are some things which I wish we would have known better. But I want to share with you, I've been thinking about it a lot lately. I want to share with you some predictions. This came from the book Generations, The History of America's Future, 1584 to 2069. So shooting ahead to 2069, it goes clear back to the Puritans. This was written before the fourth turning. Strauss and Howe. Strauss is, I think, dead now. Howe is still alive. And they wrote this book about these, about pinpointing the different generations. You have the GI, then it turned into the silent generation, which is a little bit more like my parents. Then you've got the baby boomers. Then you've got the 13s, or the 13ers. I don't know why they call it 13ers, and born from like 1960 to 1980. And then you've got the millennials coming out, you know, and then their kids. And so they were pinpointing the 18 cycles, the 18 generations in four different cycles that we go through. And they were able to predict this clear back in 1991. They said on page 15, and you can look this up because there's a PDF online of the book. It's called Generations, the History of America's Future, 1584 to 2069. This is Strauss and Howe are the authors. Page 15, it says, no one, for example, can foretell the specific emergency that will confront America during what we call the crisis of 2020. No, of course, the exact year of which this crisis will find its epicenter. What we do claim our cycle can predict is that during the late 2010s and the early 2020s, American generations will pass deep into a crisis era constellation and mood, and that, as a consequence, the nation's public life will undergo a swift and possibly revolutionary transformation. It went on to say, how significant will this crisis be? Recall the parallel eras, because you have to remember this is done in cycles, okay? So they're comparing right now to the Glorious Revolution, the American Revolution, the Civil War, and the years spanning the Great Depression and World War II. It says the crisis of 2020 will be a major turning point in American history and an adrenaline-filled moment of trial. At its climax, Americans will feel the fate of posterity for generations to come hangs in the balance. What will the nation mood be like? This crisis will be a pivotal moment in the life cycles of all generations alive at the time. The sense of community will be omnipresent. Moral order will be unquestioned, with rights and wrongs crisply defined and obeyed. Are you thinking about the masks right now? Sacrifices will be asked and given. America will be resolved to do whatever it needs doing and fix whatever needs fixing. How will this crisis end? Three out of the four parallels that I gave you end in triumph. The fourth, the Civil War, in a mixture of moral fatigue, human tragedy, vast human tragedy, a weak and vengeful sense of victory. We can foresee a full range of possible outcomes. The stirring achievement to apocalyptic tragedy. So, the end sentence of this is really important to grab. I'll say it again. We can foresee a full range of possible outcomes, from stirring achievement to a apocalyptic tragedy. You're either going to stand, educate, do whatever you can to make people very aware that they are being like sheeple and walking into the destruction and the transformation of America. Or, we can lose it all. So that's why I think every single time we think of this, we have to remember that we're still in control of how this part ends, this crisis of 2020. And they were able to nail this down in 1991. Do you find that kind of amazing? The crisis of 2020? How would they have known? Isn't that insane? I played the Simpsons coming in because the Simpsons seem to nail down exactly what's going to happen. They nailed down Trump walking down the escalator. They nailed all kinds of stuff in the past. It's truly amazing. What are they, time travelers? I mean, my gosh. Matt Groening, who does the Simpsons, how does he know these events? How does he see these events? So, here's an ode to cycles. There's an ode to kind of figuring it out, because things do work in a cyclical nature. So I can get that. I can understand that. But I do kind of find it fascinating, as we're kind of looking at the big picture here and saying to ourselves, you know, how much of this is predicted and uncontrolled and controlled or uncontrolled by us? I mean, how much of it can we change truly? That is going to be the question of the hour. And I want to give you some predictions that were made about this time, possibly right now, possibly. Okay. This was from William Branham. And William Branham started, I think, giving these in the 1930s, these predictions. These predictions are so fascinating to me. He didn't get everything right, but I'll tell you something. There was some interesting stuff. Okay, so he actually had the most basic seven visions that that he's known for. One was that he saw a vision of the dictator of Italy, Mussolini, would invade Ethiopia, and according to the voice speaking to him, Ethiopia would fall at Mussolini's steps. He prophesied a dread end for the dictator. He would have a horrible death, and his own people would spit on him. The next one would be America would be drawn into World War against Germany, which would be headed up by Hitler. And he also said there would be a terrible war, would overthrow Hitler. He would come to a mysterious end. In the vision, he was shown the Siegfried line, whereas a great toll of American lives would be exacted, but Hitler would be defeated. And there was a subsequent vision relative to this war, predicting that President Roosevelt would declare war against Germany, and in doing so, eventually be elected for a fourth term. Interesting, right? So you have to make this note. For many years, the American government denied the losses suffered by the American forces at the Siegfried Line. And it wasn't until sometime in the 60s that the German film surfaced, forcing the Americans to admit what happened at that line. It kind of gets interesting a little bit. But when we get to Vision 3, this was the third part was a vision that showed that there were three isms: fascism, Nazism, and communism in the world, and that the first two would come to nothing, fascism and Nazism, but that communism would flourish. And it said, keep your eyes on Russia concerning future involvements, for fascism and Nazism would end up in communism. Kind of interesting, right? Okay. The fourth vision was about cars. And he said, what appeared to him would be predicted by tremendous technological advances right after the war, that this was symbolized by an egg-shaped car with a plastic bubble roof going down beautiful highways, completely under perfect remote control. There was no steering wheel in the car, and the occupants of the car were playing a game of checkers. Now, there are bubble-like vehicles, which is kind of interesting. And we're getting there very, very quickly in the self-driven car, which will come about, I would say, in the next 5 years for the majority. So that is really interesting, right? He nailed the self-driving car. When we get to Vision 5, it gets a little more interesting about where we're at with this fraudulent election that we just had, where they stole the White House. And I want to talk about his vision that could possibly be what we're the situation we're facing right now. And so when I come back, I'll do vision number 5. But if you have some that you want to share, please do so. I also have a list of comments that were made right after as the stock market was crashing and what they said, which is very, very intriguing. So when I come back, I'll share these with you. But I want your input too. This is The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to MyPillow.com and order up. The products are that good. I'd never tell you to go there and get their products if I didn't absolutely just love them. In fact, the sheets, the down comforter, they sent me some products to try, and I was actually blown away. I didn't just like them. I was like, wow, you should hear my husband tell it, because I was like, oh my gosh, these are the nicest towels we've ever had. These are the nicest sheets we've ever had. These are amazing sheets. And so the down comforters, the pillows, the slippers, the MyPillows are just awesome. Have you guys tried these? And they have so many different variants on the website, where they don't have those in the store. They only sell one kind in the store, but there's so many different ones that you can order in different sizes. The MyPillow is great for snoring. It keeps your head level. and it really is comfortable, and it doesn't lose that comfortable levelness all night long, which is typical of like a down pillow. A down pillow does that, but the My Pillow doesn't. Make sure that you're getting these products at MyPillow.com because you're going to help Truth in Radio. You're going to help this show. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up, so please help the show. And also help him do what he's doing. He's starting a My Store, competing with Jeff Bezos, Amazon. And he's also, it's called My Store, and he's also doing a social media network. And I'm really excited for him. I'll be on his show, on his being interviewed by him next Monday. But I just wanted to tell you that he's doing so many things to try to help. Help him, help the show. You'll get the most fantastic products. You'll absolutely love them, and you'll probably buy some for your loved ones. So go to MyPillow.com and put in the code Kate. You got to put in my first name to get the deal on the 2-for-1 sheets and 30% off. So let me go on with this. You know, I'll tell you one prediction. As I got off the phone with our guest from yesterday, he did say that water will become the new oil fight of yesterday. The oil fight of yesterday, I should say this differently, is now going to become water over the next decade. He predicted some very, very long droughts and food supply shortages. And we've been saying that on the air too. So it kind of matched up with what we're saying. But water will be the fight. So what are you doing? What are you doing about that? There's lots of how-to videos that you should probably check out on water to take care of you and your family. I'll just leave it right there. So let me go back to William Branham, and he was a preacher back in the day, and he started making these predictions in 1933, and he had a following. He actually even predicted that he would die young because he had a following. He felt like he didn't really want a lot of followers, and so here were some of the things that he said. He predicted World War II. Would happen clear back in 1933. But he also said that he saw womanhood, womanhood in general, that the fast moral decay of women was coming. And he said, starting back when she received her so-called liberty to enter into the worldly affairs by means of the vote, she soon began to wear clothes that were too revealing, bobbed her hair, and adopted the clothing of men. And he said that the vision showed her all but stripped naked, and she merely covered herself with a tiny apron the size of a fig leaf. And with her, womanhood was so little valued, a terrible decay of all flesh came upon the earth, and with it, perversion even as set forth. Wow. That's huge. Okay. Let me bring you into Vision 6. This is where a lot of people are speculating about what we're dealing with right now with Hormala. And you and I know that Hormala is run by the Obamites. And I think this is Obama's third term. And I think that because of the control of Obama's people controlling her campaign, her agenda, that she'll be a very useful, slick idiot for them, and that I would predict that Biden doesn't last very long so that she can emerge to be president. Now, I don't know if this is talking about her, but it is kind of interesting. Listen up. Vision 6. Then there arose in the United States the most beautiful woman, clothed in splendor, and great power was given to her. She was lovely of feature, well, anyway, but there was a hardness about her that defied description. Beautiful as she was cruel, wicked, and cunning. She dominated the land with her authority. She had complete power over the people. The vision indicated that either a woman would literally arise, or that this woman of the vision was merely a type of an organization which is characterized by a female. And then he said he felt in his heart that the woman represented a certain church, but he said that that was the vision. What do you feel about that? It's kind of interesting, right? Yeah. All right, I'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What do you think? Caller, you're live. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. Okay. I don't know if we're having problems with the phones, but go ahead and call up 888-673-1450. We've had calls today, so I don't know that there's a problem. Maybe there's a problem with hearing. There was another one, Great Explosion. And left a lot of the land in America in chaos. Smoking piles of debris. He didn't see any people. Kind of interesting. And I, you know, these can scare people, I guess. Sure. A lot of visions and even things about the election, I remember, didn't come true that people had, right? They swore they had these visions and they were going to happen. And maybe things play out at later dates. I don't know. You never know. But I always find these kinds of things super curious because they're interesting to follow and to see who kind of nailed it along the way, right? Who kind of nailed it? And I could see when it said that this person, this woman, would be basically, you know, the country would be behind this woman. I can't see that as Hormala because she just doesn't attract hardly a person that likes her or is for her. I mean, even her own party rejected her. That's why she couldn't get the Democratic nomination. But maybe it's somebody that comes along that captures the nation majority that is this, that does one of those little switcheroos and that we see so often from all the politicians, the little stab in the back, you know. And maybe it's somebody that represents more of the conservative base that people get swindled by. I don't know. I just thought that was really interesting. And he did say, he goes, I felt like it could be, you know, an organization, but he felt like that was the vision he was given. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And it could be as a whole communism. It could be as a whole, you know, it's hard because it's a dream. I don't know about you, if you've had any dreams. I know a lot of people have a recurring dream of something very big happening in America that's very damaging, right? Like they're in the middle of a city. I've actually had that dream too. I'm in the middle of New York and things are just chaotic. And maybe you've had these kinds of things too. I do feel like a lot of people out there have had an instance where something has happened, like a dream, like a recurring dream or something like that, that they've been a little freaked out by. I would imagine. If I've had that, I know you've had it, right? So I would love to hear about that. 888-673-1450. I also want to give you, while you're calling in, I want to give you some quotes following the 1929 stock market crash. This was September 1929. These are some of the comments and headlines. Andrew Mellon, Secretary of the Treasury, said, "There's no cause to worry. The high tide of prosperity will continue." Keep in mind, the Depression went on for 10 years. Andrew Mellon, he was the Secretary of State Treasury. "The government's business is in sound condition." That was December. Yeah. "Definite signs that," this was a dispatch from Washington, "definite signs that business and industry have turned the corner around a temporary period of emergency followed deflation by the speculative market, as we've seen today by President Hoover. The president said that reports to the cabinet showed the tide of employment had changed in the right direction. President Hoover predicted today that the worst effect of the crash upon unemployment will have been passed during the next 60 days. It went on for 10 years. "The worst is over without a doubt," said the Secretary of Labor. American labor. And I realize why they say these things. They say these things because they want the economy to get back going. And it takes an awful lot of faith, like faith in the dollar, right? It's faith in the economy to get it moving again. I get that. But it's interesting, you know, as you go through all of these comments, not a word about how manufactured it was. The Great Depression was absolutely 100% manufactured. I hope people realize that. They wanted that to happen because what it did was it really got central banking off and running. I mean, it poised the moment, you know, for that to come in and save the day, quote unquote, right? And it's been nothing but destructive ever since. But these were the kinds of comments people were hearing. And I thought this was kind of interesting because we never talk about these things anymore. Do we? I mean, we don't, like, we wouldn't go back into the headlines and talk about this. The Assistant Secretary of Commerce in 1931 said the Depression had ended, even though it still had about seven more years, eight more years, maybe six more years. Anyway, all of the different comments and so forth. I thought that was kind of fascinating to kind of go through those. But there have been a lot of visions and a lot of quotes and a lot of things about what's coming for us. Now, timeline's interesting. Very, very interesting to try to understand, because the timeline then, we always think it's going to happen quicker than it does. But right now, look around you. A lot of people out in America are saying no to this vaccine monstrosity, this shot, this injection. And I'm really glad to see that. Really glad to see it. I went back into the headlines, even into my own state. And I went back into the 1918 flu that they've actually just overblown now. They say it's 50 to 100 100 million casualties around the world, and that's not true. We had probably about 300,000 deaths in America, 250,000 deaths, about half of what they're claiming COVID to be. And the rest were around the world, yes, but there was about 8 to 10 million. It wasn't 50 to 100 million. So they really overdid the numbers on that and exaggerated a lot through time, because they figured everybody would die off and not remember. But even at the time, I remember there were people in my state that were, if you go back into the headlines, they were very much not buying the numbers, not buying the overload of propaganda even back then. They were kind of like, wait a minute, you know, I don't know, smallpox. They were very much questioning what was going on. We're no different today. We're going to question things. And I'm glad to see that. I think we got to a point where I saw so many sheeple, I was so worried for a while. I was really worried. But now I recognize so many of you were wearing the mask because you thought that you just had to go along to get along to go along, whatever. And you were just doing it until you could take it off. And that you weren't going to go for this vaccine, because I can't believe how many people are on social media saying there's no way in hell I'll take that shot. So that's good. That gives me a lot more faith in America and in Americans. It does. Gives me a lot more faith. There's a lot more people speaking out and a lot more doctors speaking out. So I like that. But if you had any predictions or dreams or anything like that, let me know. 888-673-1450. I'll take your call in the next segment. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. 888-673-1450. Of course, you can call up. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Make sure and order that product. It's fantastic. In fact, Uncle Milty was double dosing so he could be on today's show for a few hours. And I love it that he came back and that he'll be back on Thursday as well. And we have some great guests coming up this week, too. And so I really appreciate Balance of Nature for putting a product out that's healthy, that's good, and it came from the heart. They really do care about your health. And if you start to feel sick at all, people double and triple it, which is awesome. And they start to feel better right away, like Uncle Milty did. He started feeling much better, had his energy back, his color was great today, and he looked really good. And so I just love it. Balanceofnature.com, and the code word is Kate. K-A-T-E. And you can get 35% off and free shipping, which is kind of amazing. And they'll ship it out quick, and it's guaranteed. So you can try it out if you want to. But I love that you also get a free health coach, too. And the drink that you can order with it, the spice apple drink, it actually helps with cholesterol and it helps with so many wonderful things, weight loss, cholesterol, arthritis. There's just so many nutrients in this product. All right, coming back. I did get a question on email that was basically, you know, do I call people stupid that believe in the vaccine? Should I be doing that? You know, I have to kind of give you just for a moment what this year has been like. From day one, we were saying there isn't any proof of an epidemic. Why is everybody saying there's an epidemic going on? There isn't even proof of one. And I've probably done over 700 hours of this. I never thought we'd be sitting here in April of the following year, still going through this. And while some people might be rubbed the wrong way for me saying that, because now I'm to the point like, come on, you guys, it's been over a year. This is getting insane. We have to be able to see through this, right? It might sound harsh to some people, I guess. You know, in my way, because I'm a pretty nice person, I'm actually pretty sweet when you get to know me, but it's my wake-up call, because people are so entrenched into propaganda right now and into fear that they can't see, I think, what's right in front of them. What's right in front of them. So in my own loving way, if you will, it's me trying to, you know, it's kind of like when Cher said, snap out of it, and she slapped the guy, right? In that movie, Moonstruck. I feel like that's me, right? I'm trying to say, oh my gosh, wake up, because this is so bad. It is so bad that we're not seeing the truth and we're having a problem because people are so tied into this vaccine. When somebody chooses the vaccine and they're older, I understand that they probably have a long-held belief in vaccines, okay? I understand that they probably wouldn't question them. They should, but they don't. I'm not calling people stupid because I don't value them, or I'm saying, you know, I'm trying to put them down. What I'm trying to do is call the vaccine really stupid. That's what I'm trying to do. But I'm trying to also do kind of a jarring wake-up moment as well. And it might not come out all rosy and flowery the way you want it, but I'm really concerned about people not identifying this as not a vaccine, because it's not. And I heard some guy on the Dana show talking about the vaccine, and he said there was a COVID in it. That's a lie. There's no COVID in it. It's not a vaccine. It's not a traditional vaccine at all. They even admitted in the fact sheet. And so I always apologize if it rubs people the wrong way, if you don't like how that sounds, if it's too harsh. But for months and months, we tried to be so soft with this. And so like, you guys really look at the numbers, you know, and then it got to the point where it was frustrating every day, 3 hours a day, because I just could not believe that people were so insane over the mask. Even a year later, it's hard to be talking about it every single day and to be sitting here watching this train wreck. And so, yes, it can be kind of jarring sometimes. I do apologize. I don't want to offend people. I just want people to wake up really badly. And I think that's kind of where I stand right now. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I was listening to a liberal station.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was causing blood clots in women. Six women have died so far from that. Mm-hmm. But it's they were stating on the station, but it was well worth it to keep away from the problem of the, yes, you know, the COVID.
Wow.
I was like, are you kidding me? I'm not afraid of COVID. I would be deathly afraid of that vaccine.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you for that. And I don't want to be, like I said, I don't want to be offensive to people at all. That's not what I'm doing. It's just that we've talked about it so much and we've come from every angle we could possibly come from. If people in my church decide to take it, that's their decision. If people in my friendship group decide to take it, that's their decision. And I can honor that because, hey, I'm hoping that they've done some homework. I'm sure they have. I'm hoping for that, but I'm not in control of their lives. I don't speak for anybody. I don't speak for my religion. I don't speak for my friends. I don't speak for my family. This is how I feel, right? How I feel. But I have to say that this has been hard to watch this last year, because I felt like people just really wanted to be told what to do next. And I pray for the wake-up moments. That's what I pray for, is that people will understand that the evidence is right in front of them, and they do need to look around and see it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
When Uncle Milty mentioned that excuse to stave off the doctors, what was it exactly? He said to tell the doctors that they it would give them Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Oh, yes, yes.
Or you have it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell the doctor I have it, or it would give it to me.
That it might give it to you. Bell's palsy, all kinds of different things. Yeah, for sure. Thank you for that. Yes, I agree. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. I was just going to make a comment that if my friend's house was burning down next door to me, would that be very nice or kind or helpful of me to stay quiet?
Yeah.
Their house is burning down.
That's true.
That's how I see this vaccine. That's how I see this whole rollout of pure evil.
Yep.
And the people that are just staying silent, and they know, I think there's a lot of people who are finally waking up and getting it, but they are keeping their mouths shut because of peer pressure.
Right.
And I don't think that's nice at all.
Yeah, you're right.
The opposite of nice.
That's a good point. Thank you for that.
So
really.
I'm done worrying about how people are going to feel.
Yeah. Thank you. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you. I love that comment. I love that comment. Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. I heard that one person died from this supposed Johnson & Johnson biologic substance. How many have you reported others? 2,500 have died?
The vaccine total with all the different ones. They're talking about Johnson & Johnson, but it's over 2,400.
They're not talking about the 2,500.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about one.
Right.
This is exactly what they did when they started these biologic substances and told us they're coming, is they kept telling us it's safe, it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a disinformation tactic, almost certainly, that they're trying to tell us that we are carefully scrutinizing these vaccines, see?
Mm-hmm.
And they've made it clear they don't need this Johnson & Johnson.
Right.
The Pfizer and the Moderna, that's still enough that people are going to be that, or take this substance at the same rate and so forth, but they are constantly putting on a show to pretend that this thing is safe when it isn't.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. I agree. I was cornered a little bit more on my language for calling people out that are doing this. And because I'll tell you this too, a lot of people are not going to hear the way that I'm talking about it, because the media won't say what I'm saying. And that's why I felt I needed to be a little bolder in saying it, to catch people and say, look what you're doing. Don't be an idiot, because that's honestly what's going on in America right now. Because everyone's listening to mainstream media and their government and everyone else 90% of the time. And when it comes to my faith, those that take this in my faith, I don't have any ill will towards, and I don't want to say anything about their choice or decision. A lot of older people, like I said, went along, and vaccines were something that they always believed in. And I get that. I can understand why somebody makes the decision. But even more reason for me to speak out and say, oh my gosh, this isn't a vaccine. This isn't a vaccine. So don't be swayed by that. And I know how it can come across. So, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
You're absolutely right. Again, I love your show. I love that you are, what's the best word to say, spunky? Snarky?
That's nice.
Like, I love it. Don't change a thing. You had talked a little bit about, you know, things, premonitions, dreams that people have had.
Right.
When I was actually growing up, I'll just share a snippet. Basically, there's a catastrophe that happens, and we do not have cars. We do not have guns. We have swords and bows and arrows.
Interesting.
And we have people who are trying to steal our water, and instead of, like, you know, we only have so much, we need to make sure that we are, you know, divvying it out accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to protect our communities. and make sure that we are shored up and that we have that little network that you can call your friend and say, hey, you know what? I can't do that, but so-and-so can, or, mm-hmm. or, you know, I trust so-and-so, that we have those networks, our communities are strong. But that, you know, back in like middle school, I, you know, had this crazy dream, and I remember it very, very vividly to this day, that water will be so vital that our communities will have to defend it
right.
in order to have enough.
Right. Wow. All right. Food for thought. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. That was huge. You know what, though? We really need to be thinking ahead right now. And when I was talking to my guest off the air yesterday, and he said, you know, water will be the new fight. It was oil. Now it's water. Very interesting comment. He'll be back next Monday to explain that, too. But I just wanted to tell people that just like in anything in which we would disagree, it doesn't mean that I'm representing my church. It doesn't mean that I'm representing a certain people or a group of people anywhere. It means that I'm talking for me. It means that I'm saying what I want to say about something. And so I don't ever think people would think that I was representing everybody when I'm, or you know, things that I belong to and different things, because I'm sure we're all going to have different stances. And I do respect that. I'm hoping you do your research. I've done mine and got a mountain of evidence, so I've tried to share that with everybody. But it's been disconcerting to see how many have just been so excited about doing that. It's been hard. But like with anything, we could agree about an antibiotic. Am I representing everyone in my life over my stance on an antibiotic? No. So why is it with this vaccine? Because it's become a very divisive thing. The vaccine has become very politicized. And this is why now all of a sudden it's representative of everything in your life, right? All I'm saying is, and I might have been saying it very coarsely, but all I'm saying is please think before you do it. Because with what I've studied, most people aren't going to put in the hours I've put in, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours that I've put into research. Most people aren't going to do that. And so I think what you're sensing is probably my frustration with so many people that I feel like are being bamboozled into this. And they've got 350 more, at least, shots they're working on. So they have the cure, but they don't have the disease yet. Makes no sense, right? So I think that's why I'm, like the person said, if their neighbor's house is burning down, you know, are you going to feel that way? Yeah, I'm going to, you know, try to do everything in my power. Caller, you've got about 30 seconds. Go for it.
Kate, Mike from Florida.
Hi.
I was going to call you out that I haven't heard you call anyone a wuss bag in a long time. And, so, I mean, we're kind of like way behind on that. So the point is,
yeah.
Don't hold back.
Okay. All right.
The
okay.
people, and like the caller said mm-hmm. earlier, I care less about what people are saying.
Yeah.
Because what this is doing is it's drawing out the people that can see
right.
the truth.
Right.
And so one prediction I'll make, though, real quick.
Hurry.
I believe the wheat from this chaff is going to be separated.
Mm.
So I think we need to prepare ourselves for the okay. denominational churches, and that's all of them.
Wow. Okay.
Are going to start pressing on the vaccine. And okay. so we need to, and that's a good thing.
Oops, I got to go. Darn it. Be faithful, be fearless, you guys.
Sorry.
See you tomorrow.